Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths here in the United States. While the death rate for young adults is small, it is on the rise. And here in Idaho, we actually have one of the lowest rates in the nation of people being screened for this cancer. Joining me live in studio to talk about this issue is Dr. Dan Zuckerman, Executive Medical Director at Mountain States Tumor Institute, and Lindy Neufeld, who is a colon cancer survivor. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Gemma.
So, Dr. Zuckerman, I'd like to start with you. Why are screening rates so low in Idaho? Why are we seeing that?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I mean, I think that there are multiple factors. I think one of them is that you actually see that screening rates across the Intermountain West tend to be lower. We sort of actually look sort of more like the South, Mississippi, Louisiana, Idaho, Wyoming. So I think there's always been one aspect of the fact that sort of the rugged individualism of the West is that people tend to want to avoid medical care. And I think another reason is that we're a pretty rural state. So also just plain old access in terms of getting into specialists for screening colonoscopies is an issue. And third is probably just a general awareness. I think that's why we're happy to be invited to your show and talk a little bit about it.
How about financial? Because it can be very expensive to get screened if you don't have insurance, or if your insurance, may not fully cover a screening.
No, that's absolutely right. I think that that is another one of the barriers, and part of the reason we're here today is that this the golf tournament that's upcoming, the Brian Olson Memorial Golf Tournament, raises money to help offset some of those costs. But it is, unfortunately, these tests can be $2,000, $3,000, and people who are, and we know this is a state that did not expand Medicaid, so that we have a big population, 70, 80,000, I think, in Idaho, who are uninsured. And so, it is another one of those factors.
And it is one of these cancers, if I'm right, that normally gets detected much later, correct?
Correct, yeah. So the inverse of us having lower screening rates in Idaho is that we see at St. Luke's MISTI, our cancer center, unfortunately, we do have higher rates of advanced colorectal cancer, stage 3 and stage 4, where the cure rates are unfortunately much lower, and you start getting into chemotherapy, which are also expensive. So these are really preventable cancers. I mean, that's one of the critical things we want to emphasize, that this is colon cancer is something we can not just detect early, but we can prevent.
So, Lindy, I want to bring you into the conversation because you were a busy mom, and you worked, and you were taking care of your own mother
Correct.
At the time.
Correct.
And so we're all supposed to get screened at 50 years old.
Yep.
And you missed that screening.
I did. I've always been healthy. I was in the hospital and had my tonsils out when I was 4. I had my two girls, and that was it. Excuse me.
It's hard to talk about. I understand. So, I was going to say, how did you get diagnosed then?
Well, I always felt great, so I just kind of let some of those screenings that you do on a regular basis go by the wayside. And I never had any symptoms until probably 2 or 3 months before I was diagnosed. And it was fatigue, and I just started losing weight. And that was it. And it wasn't a lot of weight. Well, I went in, I had stage 4 cancer.
This was 9 years ago.
9 years ago, yes.
And it's recurred a couple of times.
It has. It had metastasized to the liver and the lung, and we were able to take care of the lesion in the colon. We were able to take care of the lesion in the liver, but the lung just had a happy spot, and it's recurred twice. So the last time we went in, we actually just removed one lobe of the lung, and so far
so good.
Yeah.
So how long had it been from the time you should have gotten the screening until you got screened?
Dr. Gibson thought the lesion had been there probably 8 to 9 years.
Okay.
So a long time.
A long time.
So I'm not really sure even if I'd gone in at 50, because I was diagnosed at 59, that it would have shown up. I'm guessing there probably would have been some abnormalities that we would have detected. But certainly, it would have been much better than what we've gone through.
And Dr. Zuckerman, Lindy's a good example of the fact that 9 years from the time that she should have gotten screened, was she diagnosed? It's hard to guess what could have been in all of that, but you said this is preventable and you can prevent it.
Right.
what could have happened if someone had gone in at 50?
Yeah, and that's when we would, you know, for average screening, I mean, you don't have a family history, we would have recommended for Lindy. We actually can say with some confidence that 9 years prior, we can say confidently that we would have been able to prevent this difficulty of being, you know, having stage four cancer. There's actually a lot of work that had been done over decades, particularly out of Hopkins, looking at sort of genetic mutation rates and working backwards mathematically, that we know that the lag time is about 10 years for this, so that almost certainly we would have found something that would have been stage one or perhaps even a polyp. So when we say it's preventable, when we're looking at screening colonoscopies, it's really the removal of polyps, mm-hmm. which is a precancerous state. And in the act of detecting and then removing that polyp, you are thereby preventing the cancer, because if the polyp's gone, it never has enough time to develop into cancer. So it's hard to be, you know, totally precise, but we know with nine years that
Lindy's outcome could have been different.
Yeah, it could have been. And absolutely. I think, you know, that's what we want. I mean, it's great, right. That Lindy's doing well and looks great, but it's, I'm sure, been a very difficult road over these last 9 years.
You know, I've been fortunate because I've felt good. I've not, except for that first year, that was pretty miserable. But after that, it's not been bad. I've been healthy. I've been active. So other than having the surgeries, and then there are some.
But you've been one of the lucky ones.
I have. I mean, and clearly the exception, not the rule.
Right.
I mean, I've just been so fortunate to have survived, because the survival rate for stage four cancer is not.
It's not good.
I know my surgeon wouldn't even talk to me about it. He said, we're just not going to have that conversation.
Yeah. But,
yeah, so I've been really lucky.
I'm speaking with Dr. Dan Zuckerman with Mountain States Tumor Institute and Lindy Neufeld, a colon cancer survivor. We're talking about what people need to know about getting checked for colon cancer, because we have some of the lowest rates here in the state of Idaho. Dr. Zuckerman, I want to talk to you specifically, because you got screened at the age of 40, even though the recommendation is 50.
Right. Yeah. And just to point out that the when we say the recommendation is to be screened at 50, we mean for what we call the average risk population.
So no family history.
The other, you know, fairly common known predisposing factors are things like ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, which are, you know, widely known as inflammatory bowel disease. So and there are other cancer syndromes that are, you know, somewhat rare, but that can predispose people to colon cancer. But generally speaking, it's family history. So I, you know, unfortunately did have a family history and had lost some family members to colon cancer at a young age. And because of that, I did get screened actually, you know, a few years ago. The rule of thumb is generally 10 years prior to the age at which your family member was diagnosed. Meaning,
okay.
So if you had someone in your family who had colon cancer diagnosed at 45, then really your screening should start at 35. And then that's the rule of thumb that we recommend to people. But, you know, fortunately for me, it was clean. And we understand, you know, going back to your original question, Gemma, just that, you know, one of the barriers that we don't talk about is that we don't talk about it,
right?
People don't like to talk about, you know, what goes on when we go to the bathroom and talk about stool and talk about camera going up there behind. So it's somewhat taboo. It's not something that's just average cocktail conversation.
Well, and I was going to say, I mean, a lot of us can remember Katie Couric when she was on the Today Show. Her husband passed from colon cancer, so she became a huge advocate for it.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing her drink that gallon of stuff, and it looks like an incredibly invasive procedure. Does that also prevent people from getting screened? But hasn't the screening changed, though, too?
It has. I mean, still, there's, you know, to be clear, there's multiple ways to screen. I mean, there are simpler tests and certainly less expensive tests for people who don't have access to colonoscopy, like stool blood tests, stool DNA tests, which are out there and we certainly support. But colonoscopy, it remains the gold standard. Things that have changed is the prep is easier. So just what you described, that gallon of stuff that you have to have people gagging on every night before, it's been streamlined so that it's really just, you know, two bottles of Gatorade with some laxatives in them. And I did it myself. And again, it's a night on the pot. But when you're talking about your life, that's, you know, frankly worth it.
I would say, Lindy, would you not agree with that?
I would agree. And I will tell you that if you want to do invasive, let it go to stage four. Because believe me, it's not just once every 10 years that you have that. You have that every single time you go to the doctor. So, I mean, if it's that invasive procedure that you're trying to avoid,
then
have the screening so you don't have to have something more serious.
So, signs and symptoms. because, Lindy, you said you didn't really have any.
I didn't.
Dr. Zuckerman, I would assume that's not the norm.
Well, it is. So just to be, you know, I think, and you said it a little bit earlier, is making the distinction between screening. Screening by definition means that the person has no symptoms. It means that we know that at a certain age point, the risk of a cancer, in this case colon cancer, is high enough that you should be checked even with no symptoms. And I think that's another common misconception is that, oh, I feel fine, therefore, why would I do anything? But we have to go back to understand, you know, originally that screening is for people who feel fine. That's the whole point, is trying to catch something when you're
preventative.
To prevent it. Yeah, so when you're talking about diagnosis, and again, not to be, you know, we want to be mindful of that, is to at least if you haven't been screened and there are symptoms, there are things like Lindy said, like unexplained weight loss, things like changes in the caliber of your stool, or certainly seeing blood in your stool. I think one of the things we're seeing, especially in younger people, you know, under the age of 40 or 50, is that blood in the stool is often just ascribed to hemorrhoids, because hemorrhoids are more common, and even among physicians, people feel like, oh, well, they're young, they can't have colon cancer. And I think one thing I'd stress, you know, to people and to, you know, we stress to other physicians, is that really anybody who's got blood in their stool, really that needs to be taken seriously. And hemorrhoids, you know, is really a diagnosis of exclusion, meaning you still need to get checked, because I unfortunately have, you know, several people in my own practice who you understand why it happened, but they're young. They unfortunately have stage 4 colon cancer. And you hear that story. Well, I saw a little blood in the stool, but I thought it was hemorrhoids.
Oh, so get checked.
Get checked. Yes. I mean, yeah. at least bring it up with your healthcare provider, and it should be evaluated.
And very quickly, because we're just running out of time, there is a Memorial Golf Tournament coming up on June 1st, correct? And it's at Banbury Golf Club in Boise,
right,
Lindy. And the funds raised for that will help offset for people who cannot afford to be screened, because
absolutely,
this is important for people to get screened.
Yeah, the focus is prevention. So the proceeds from the tournament, the majority of them go to St. Luke's Health Foundation, and then that money is distributed to allow people that need to be screened
to get screened,
right, get access to that.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. You're right, Dr. Zuckerman, it's something that people don't want to talk about. It's embarrassing, but I'm glad we're having the conversation. My guest today, Dr. Dan Zuckerman, Executive Medical Director of MISTI, and Lindy Neufeld, a colon cancer survivor.